on Pesach Sheni, or a good Yiddish Iyar, some have a minhag to eat matzah. And in fact, a different minhagim. Some eat it on Yiddish Iyar, and others eat it on Leil Tezvav, on the night of the 15th. Why? Because the Hakrava, they brought the Karban Pesach Yud-Dalet after Chatzos, and they ate it on the 15th. So therefore, there's some have a minig to eat it on the 15th, which makes sense. However, the minig Yisrael, for those who do eat matzah, is on Yud-Dalet. So what's the reason for the minig Yisrael of Yud-Dalet? It is some point out Derech Machshava, because that's the Haskola, that's the Hachana, and by Pesach, the Hachana is the key, and call it Kacha, so therefore, the 14th. However, they asked, I think the Clay Chemda, who was actually a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So I think in one of his pieces, he quotes from the Avnei Nezer, or anyway, he raises the question of, what's the reason for the Minhag Yisrael of eating matzah on the 14th? So, he discusses the issue of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. There's a biblical prohibition to add mitzvahs and to take away. So the classic example is adding 5 parshios to the tefillin, 5 midim to the lulav and etrog. That's the usual explanation. But the general rule is adding to a mitzvah. And the Gemara Chazal tell us, where does Kavana play in? So if you're doing the mitzvah, the additional mitzvah, or the minimum mitzvah, or the Baal Tigra mitzvah, this man ha mitzvah, even without Kavana is the problem. But if you do it Shalom B'Shas mitzvah only with Kavana, is the problem. Of course, you could have, you know, explicit Kavana, so not to do the mitzvah, that's a separate discussion. So, the Avnei Nezer claims, so what would happen if you eat the matzah on Leil Tezvav? So it looks like, you know, a matzah suborim yochu, you eat the Karban Pesach with the matzah maror. So if you're only eating the matzah, so then Leil Tezvav, that'd be Baal Tigra. Or if the mitzvah, in other words, he's assuming if the base of mitzvah was rebuilt, then Pesach Rishon Lasheni, bringing it up as Dachshini. So if one would only eat matzah, it looks like it might be about Tigra, it's Bisman HaMitzvah, therefore the Minhag Yisrael was to only eat it on the 14th. That's how far we go. The Kasha, they asked on the Avnei Nezer is, like, what do you mean? Is that true? That if you build the Beit HaMikdash between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, like, yes? And you have a Pesach Sheni, albeit a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, 2 opinions. We pass in the Rambam, the Gemara and Sachim, that there is no Pesach Sheni b'sman hazeh. It's not a Kalasdor day. It's 30 days after Kais, Rosh Chodesh, of what if it's a Hara. So, what's the issue? So, it could be based on what's said in the Meshach Chochma. In fact, that's the Maizah with the Belzer Rebbe as well. One of the there's a whole discussion when you say, by Korach, Amatzah Sumorim Yochulu, if you read Zechar Gamikdash Kehillel, some say it's a hefzer. You don't do it in between, before you have the sandwich. So the Belzer Rebbe did it. He held it wasn't a hefzer. The estimation of the heaven, he says, it's not a heptic, it's a tefillah. I'm praying here, I'm sitting between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and on Pesach Sheni, I'll be able to eat the Pesach Omatz, I'll be able to eat everything together. So it's mashup in the belt of Rebbe also, that he thinks that you can have a Pesach Sheni without a Pesach Rishon. So someone explained based on a Mesha Chachma in Parshas Pinchas. The Meshach Chachma says a tremendous Kiddush based on Psukim and Divrei Hayamim. He says, of course it's true. There is no Ben Pesach. There is, if you don't, if Rov Klai Yisrael don't bring the Karban Pesach with Tahara, there is no Karban Pesach Sheni either. However, that's only if Rov Klai Yisrael, because Pesach Sheni is only a din for Yechidim. There is no din. But what happens if all of Klai Yisrael, no one brought? So the Meshach Chavis, if no one brought a Pesach Rishon, and the Pesach makers rebuild, Einachinami, it won't be a Pesach Sheni, but we're going to bring a Pesach Rishon on Pesach Sheni. And really, we're going to celebrate Pesach 7 days. And that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Belzer Rebbe and the Avnei Nezer, that Einachinami is not a Pesach Sheni, but there'll be a Pesach Rishon on Pesach Sheni. That will explain the Minhag. Some don't say Tachan on Pesach. Ashkenaz say it, Svaridim don't. Breuers does it at Mincha. They don't do it at Mincha because that's when it happened. And others have a minhag. You don't do it for 2 days. And others have a minhag 7 days. What's the 7 days? That's the Zechul and Mikdash. We're praying that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, we have to keep Pesach Rishon in Shiva. And that's the Pshat. In the Avnei Nezer, in the Belzer Rebbe, in terms of if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni.